This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Greta Cross from USA Today. The headline reads, Crumble launches Kardashian-Jenner cookies. See six flavors inspired by Kim, Chris, and the family.
I can't look at you in the eyes right now.
Can you hear the disdain dripping from my... On Monday, Crumble, which offers specialty cookies, launched its Kardashian-Jenner family crumble cookie menu. Part of the Kardashian-Jenner cookie week, today through the 12th, cookies range from Chris's classic yellow layer cake with chocolate icing to Khloe's cookies and cream brownie skillet. Quote from Crumble co-founder Sawyer Hemsley, "We've never had an entire menu taken over before, and who better to do it than the legendary ladies of the Kardashian-Jenner family. Iconic family." Sorry, I had something in my throat. Meets iconic desserts. It just makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
No.
I can think of like 50 people who would do better at I mean, if you look at the cookie in the pictures, they look very nice. But
the crumble makes great cookies.
But the thing is like they're not the... Like, when I think of great cookies... Nary do I think the Kardashians or the Jenners.
Yeah. There are all kinds of other things I associate with those two families. Cookies aren't one of them.
No, not at all. Not one bit.
Cookies, no. Not so much.
Yeah, this is, but.
I was kind of happy because it seemed to me like they were disappearing.
No.
They're more, but their show isn't, you know, top it's, like it used to be. Yeah. It still exists. But yeah. They were kind of. Going off to the sidelines, which made me so happy.
But the thing is they're going off to the sidelines and they're making tons of money. I think one of them, Kylie, is her name Kylie?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. She's like she is a billionaire.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're just growing up and doing their own thing.
I don't resent their money. All of that is great. I just don't want to see any of them. Is that too much to ask?
No, that's fine. I get that. I know you're feeling the Kardashians. We've been over this before. Not on the air, really, but... Whenever the Kardashians come up, I'm like, oh, no.
I just don't feel that they have done anything useful for society, would be my only complaint. For the amount of love and attention that they get from the public at large, that leaves me baffled. I'm baffled.
No, and I get that because when the Osbournes came out, there was not really that reality show template, and it was cute and fun, and we got to know them, but this... I don't know. I personally feel like the Kardashians and the Jenner, there's a little more sinister. It's more business. It's more like we can make money off this get our name on everything.
It's more like we'll make money off anything.
But the other thing too is I take issue with the idea that they are the foremost name in cookie creation.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's just my personal pet peeve today.
Yeah.
I get to do that. From time to time.
We get to talk about them, and now you feel better.
I do.
It's audio sorbet.
Kind of a cleansing. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.